100,000 people were expected to join the demonstrations, which aimed to block highways and parts of France's public infrastructure. Outgoing Interior Minister Bruno Retailleau said 80,000 security forces had been deployed across the country. In Paris, a fire broke out in a building and several firefighters were sent to the scene. Demonstrators voiced frustration after President Macron appointed a new prime minister on Monday, the fifth since his second term began in 2022.
Mr. Macron doesn't seem to understand that this is not just a clash of heads. We have them, but that's what politics is. We want it to be said clearly. His agenda is against France, against the French, against the people. For example, look at the situation in the hospitals. They can't cope anymore. Many people are losing their jobs. I work in education. I see teachers losing their jobs, something I've never witnessed before. We can't take it anymore.
We are facing a very deep social crisis. I believe that today there is enormous anger among the people. I spoke with a nursery worker who is furious. She earns 1,600 euros but pays 800 euros in rent. She is raising her daughter alone.
I've made some research about what's happening. To me, I realized that our future is at stake. I had to come out to defend my future, to defend this society, and to defend my homeland. If it continues like this, I honestly hope things change before I turn 40.
This protest was scheduled in July and was highly anticipated in the country. The Prime Minister decided to call a confidence vote 2 days before the demonstration, in a move to reaffirm the French people's trust in his policies. The move backfired against him and led to the fall of the government last Monday.